You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Lucy Safarova, of course, she's not used to going anywhere past this mark at a slam. Anna Ivanovic certainly is, and of course back in 2008 she won this title and she beat Safarova en route to winning that title, so this will have good memories. To be fair, just to level it out, Safarova did beat her at the French Open last year, so two evenly matched players here, Nick. Is it fair that Ivanovic is the outsider here, given that she's got the kind of course and distance form of winning a slam?
Yeah, that's a difficult question. I don't think she is, actually. I think there's a fraction of value here in Anna Ivanovic at 6-5. I really do. I think the market's going probably on the fact that Lucy Safarova's beaten the better players along this tournament. I mean, obviously, to beat Sharapova and to beat Muguruza the way she did, the year she's had overall, she's been a more consistent player this year than Anna Ivanovic, who, it shouldn't be forgotten, did have a toe injury earlier in the year. So it's not as if Ivanovic is really, you know, there have been circumstances, I think, excuses for Ivanovic that you could make a case here. Listen, Ivanovic is all about the serve and the forehand. She has probably the best forehand in women's tennis, and certainly the most powerful and the most destructive forehand in women's tennis. And if she can outmaneuver Safarova today and get the nerves under control, I think 6-5 is definitely a bit of value. But Lucy Safarova has improved out of sight in the last year. I mean, there's so many aspects of her game that she does great. She serves well. The lefty serve is effective. She's been using her forehand cross court really well, outmaneuvering opponents, being able to get them on the run. Defensively, she's improved so much. I was talking about this the other day. You know, she makes good decisions now. Perhaps when she was in defensive positions a couple of years ago, she was trying to get out of them with one shot. Now she doesn't do that. She trusts herself a lot more. And I have to say, I think Safarova, my lean here is towards Safarova. I mean, it's a first semi-final of the major in 7 years for Ivanovic. I mean, that's incredible to think that it's been that long since she made the semi-final. I think I'm just leaning with Safarova here, I think, Lee, because I think of the wins she's had so far. She's winning in doubles as well. I mean, she's keeping herself very busy here. I think she's going to keep the ball in play long enough to frustrate Anna Ivanovic. If you look at their head-to-head, she's owned her as well, really. She lost the last one, but I think it's 5-3 overall. I think she went on a run of 5 straight beating Ivanovic. So, you know, there's a lot of boxes that are ticked as far as Safarova goes here. And I just think she might be able to keep enough balls in play today to frustrate Ivanovic, who has had a fantastic run here. But I think overall, if you take 2015 as a whole, Safarova's been the better player. Make no mistake about that. So I'm just going to lean with her. I think she may well make her first slam final.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.